gosh. Mm-hmm. Keith. Huh? Keith. Oh. You've got to go and look.
At what?
Someone's broken in.
You were dreaming.
No, shh. Listen.
I can't hear anything.
Not now. But something woke me up.
That's Piccadilly line.
No.
That's Metropolitan, man. Fucking stupid place to put a flat.
It wasn't
Might
the
as
tube.
Well live on the tracks.
20 years, I've never woken up with trains. I think one of us should go and check.
What?
At least turn a light on.
Don't be daft.
It won't take you a moment. You can borrow my dressing gown.
I'm not getting up.
You do it for me, though.
No, I won't. I'm tired.
Tired, is it? He let us be murdered in our beds.
Oh, for God's
Because
sake.
You're tired.
I've got an early start, all right.
My son would do it for me.
Our son's in Dundee.
So?
So, it's a bit of a long trip to come and turn on a light. Lie down.
How can I? If someone's broken their way in...
Then I think we know about it by now.
But they might just be waiting for us to go to sleep.
Be rude not to play along,
then. Don't joke, Keith. Please.
Leave it.
Just go.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not giving in to this bloody anxiety anymore, Connie, okay? Just go to sleep, for fuck's sake.
I'm over...
Have you got your bloody Walkman there?
Yes, but
well,
I don't
why don't
need...
you have a listen to your tapes?
I'm over it, I said. So you needn't say it like that. And if you're trying to make out that I'm some kind of jittery old witch because that gives you an excuse for doing what you did, then I really, really don't think that's fair.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, do you want me to tell you?
No. I'm going back to sleep.
Oh, fine. If that's how much you care about us, our safety.
Yep.
But I'm going to listen out. I could have sworn I heard something. Maybe I was wrong. Or it might just have been upstairs, you know. Her, upstairs, keeping me awake again. That happens. You know what I mean, don't you? 'Cause those floorboards are so thin. The number of nights I've lain here hearing things from that flat. I mean, she probably thinks those trains cover up all sorts of noise. But I know what I heard. I know, so it might have been her who woke me this time. Maybe she's moving furniture around, something like that.
Oh, don't be stupid.
Oh, yes, you're right, of course. I'm stupid. Why else would you be humping things round after midnight?
Exactly.
And I'm sure she'd come and ask for your help, wouldn't she? If she wanted to be humping something.
We're not discussing it now.
No, we never can we?
I think it's better that way.
It's not, though. It's not. If I could just understand it, I think I might sleep better.
Oh, don't be daft.
Because then I wouldn't just be lying awake, imagining the worst. If I wasn't kept in the dark about it all. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I'm only asking you to do one thing for me. One little thing.
Look, if you so desperately want the lights turned on, you can get up yourself.
That's not what I meant.
Anyway, what difference is light gonna make?
You're not
if
listening.
Someone's broken in?
I'm trying to tell you.
Well,
I mean, if we just had some light. Some light on it. If I could see the whole situation, then... At least I could prepare myself. At least come to terms with it. We could talk about how to fight it together.
Fight what? Can't we just go to sleep?
Oh, no, Keith! How can we? When there might be precious things being stolen from us, being taken away. As we speak.
No one's broken in, Connie.
Oh, that's not what I mean. You know that's not what I mean. Oh, memories and things. This flat's so full of years. The past's all over the place. In here, isn't it? Held in here, like in the sink. In the sink sort of thing. With the plug in. I mean, all sorts of things. Dan. being a baby. All the photos and trinkets from when he was born. Souvenirs from when we went sledging and playing rounders and things like that. All our shells from the beaches. From us lying out in the sun. Birthdays. Never-ending board games and stuff and laughing. We've got boxes and boxes full of such lovely all sorts. And it means so much. Your wedding ring that your hand got too fat for.
Why? That was muscle.
Sorry. I forgot. Your wedding ring that your hand got too muscly for.
Why are you saying this now, Lo?
Because if we're going to lose everything, I mean, all those things, then it'll happen tonight. I know it. Because you're sleeping, and I'm just lying here with time to think. I'm scared that by tomorrow they might be gone for good, and we could never have them back again. Oh, wouldn't you be sorry to lose them? I mean, can't you just be a bit braver? To try and stop that. Face it. Can't you do that for me?
Okay. If that's what you want, Blackpool Illuminations.
Thank you.
I'll get us some hot milk or something.
Yeah.
And then we can try and have a talk.
Yes. I'd like that. You're my hero. Do you know?
I wouldn't blame you if I wasn't. Listen to your tapes for a minute, why don't you? Relax.
I don't
need... Just for a minute or two, please.
For you, then. Do you want to borrow my dressing gown?
No, thanks. Not my colour.
Mine neither. Oh. Your mum's got no taste. What's the matter with you? I thought you wanted me to...
Hello. You don't know me. I've only just met your husband. Them trains cover up all sorts of noise, don't they?